Thank you for tuning in to Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey, a Mosaic Senior Life podcast series created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life. Every day we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that these podcasts will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski here along with my co-host, David Magner. Today, we are happy to have Tracy O'Brien, a licensed insurance agent for over 20 years who specializes in Medicare planning. She got into the Medicare space in 2010 when the first baby boomer turned 65. After years in corporate Medicare plan sales, Tracy and her husband, Chris, started Senior Insurance Consultants. They will celebrate 10 years in business next year. And since starting the company, they've grown to over 100 agents and are licensed in 30 states. When Tracy isn't working, she's spending time with her husband, Chris, her kids, Isabella and Augustus, her two big dogs, Butch and Zeus, and is now Coco to baby Ivy. Thank you, Tracy, for being here with us today. We appreciate you joining us on our podcast to help listeners better understand signing up and changing insurances, particularly when it comes to Medicare. Let's start with a question we all think about. When can someone change their insurance plan?
That's a loaded question for sure, because there's a lot of answers to that. So people who are currently on Medicare typically take a look at the different plans during the annual election period, AEP, which is between October 15th and December 7th. But we're in a different enrollment period right now called OEP, or open enrollment for Medicare, where people who are in Medicare Advantage plans can change their plan one time between January 1st and March 31st. So they can either change their Medicare Advantage plan to a different Medicare Advantage plan, or they can go back to original Medicare, pick up a prescription drug plan and a Medigap or Medicare supplement plan. So this is one of the times that people can change. When people are retiring, they get a special enrollment period to change their insurance. If people relocate, Medicare plans are county specific, zip code specific. So if they move, they usually get a special enrollment period. So a lot of different opportunities for people to change their plan.
So if we look at changes as we look into 2026, if we just start off the year, are there any changes in prescription drug plans or anything else that people should know about that listening to the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. So January is a busy month for us because all the changes that we talk to people about during the annual election period in October, they've forgotten about when they go to the pharmacy in January. So one of the big changes is that there is a $615 drug deductible here in 2026. It doesn't apply to all the tiers and all the medications, but for most people on tier 3, 4, and 5 meds, the pharmacy is going to be looking for that $615 right up front, plus the copays for their prescriptions. So that's one of the biggest obstacles I think we face, because we get a lot of phone calls about this. But there is the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan, which started last year thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. So if you go to the pharmacy and they're like, hey, your meds are going to be $1,200 here, your first 90-day supply, you can contact your drug carrier, whether it's part of a Medicare Advantage plan or prescription drug plan, and you can spread out the cost of your medications over the entire year. So what happens is your carrier will pay your pharmacy, and essentially you're just paying back the insurance plan for what they paid upfront for you. So the most you can pay out of pocket in 2026 is $2,100. So no matter if you have some really expensive oral cancer medications, some of the biologic medications, the injections and things like that that you do at home, $2,100 is the most you'll pay, and you can do a payment plan for it.
Interesting. All right. This is a question that I actually am interested in as well. What is the difference between a Medicare Advantage plan and a Medicare supplemental plan?
Lots of differences. I guess when I'm talking with beneficiaries, I ask them, do you want to pay the insurance company now or do you want to pay them later? Mm-hmm. So with a Medicare supplement plan, also known as a Medigap plan, Medicare is your primary insurance. So you can go anywhere Medicare is accepted. With all these contract negotiations and issues that, you hear about, and there's several in Connecticut, if Medicare is your primary insurance, doesn't matter if they're not in these managed plans because you go where the Medicare is accepted, which is almost everywhere. The supplement covers the 20% that Medicare doesn't. So, original Medicare Parts A and Part B was never intended to cover 100%, covers 80%. Mm-hmm. So that supplement or gap covers most of the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And then you add a prescription drug plan to that. If you need dental coverage, vision coverage, hospital indemnity, whatever you need, everything's a la carte. Mm-hmm. With a Medicare Advantage plan, those are your managed plans. So the plan becomes the primary insurance. So essentially, we have to follow the rules of the plan. So first, we follow the formulary, make sure your drugs are covered by it. Then we make sure your doctors are in network, because that's really important. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these plans, it's kind of like it's bundled. So you get your dental and your glasses and maybe your over-the-counter items, which a lot of the plans scaled back a lot on these things in 2026. But you may have prior authorizations. You may have a little bit more as far as hoops to jump through to get your care. So it's not as easy as when Medicare is your primary.
So if I'm signing up in October, mm-hmm. right, is there a place I can go to if I'm looking at what's the best policy for me? I think a lot of people are concerned about, as policies change year to year, costs rise. Is there a place people can go to learn more about the information about these types of plans?
Yeah.
And how do you navigate that as you're looking, year upon year and people are like,
yeah.
I don't want to pay this much money. What's the best source for me?
So,
fiscally.
Obviously, as a licensed insurance broker, we say work with the professional. You wouldn't just willy-nilly, if you needed to get your brakes fixed or if you had to have your gallbladder out, you would go to a professional.
Right.
Same thing with Medicare. So there's a whole bunch of us that, we certify and train every single year so that we can review this on an annual basis. But, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, Medicare and you, everyone who's 65 and over gets the book in the mail right before October. You can go to medicare.gov. There's a lot of places that you can go to research these things. But we have just some of the best state-of-the-art tools that you can come to me and say, hey, this is my budget. Here's my meds. Here's my doctors. We reverse engineer all that, and then we can show you your options with some of the really great tools that we have versus you trying to look up every plan, every network, every doctor, every medication. We can look at it all in one place.
Yeah, so it's very unique to that individual and their needs based on their whatever's going on in their life, their budget, their health history, that kind of thing. Yeah,
100%. So, with Medicare supplement plans, the premium's typically on the higher side. But the out-of-pocket risk is lower. With the Advantage plans, the premiums on the lower side, but the out-of-pocket risk can be much higher. So, we talk to married couples where one spouse needs a supplement plan, the other one's finding an Advantage plan. So it's not like when you're working and you have this group insurance and everybody's under the same umbrella. This is very individualized to the person.
If you're talking to somebody, what are kind of like do's or don'ts you see people make or make mistakes when it comes to signing up for these plans?
They'll see a shiny benefit of the plan and be like, I need to have that plan. And I'm like, well, none of your doctors are in network. Your meds aren't covered in their formulary, which, there are formulary exceptions, but typically when they do that, they'll put the medication on a tier 4, so they're very expensive. So, you know, we take all that into consideration when we're reviewing things for people, but it's not just limited to, hey, it's got the best dental benefit or it's got the highest over-the-counter benefit. Like, what's really the most important thing?
Good. And my last question, good one. What's the best kept secret in Connecticut when it comes to saving money on prescriptions? Which I think it sure is a big question for many people.
Yeah, huge question. So Connecticut has, I mean, all the states have a Medicare savings program. But in Connecticut, it's distinguished between, so there's Medicare Savings Program and then there's Medicaid. Medicare Savings Program is an income-only test for help with prescriptions versus full Medicaid, which has the asset test. It's the five-year look back. It's money in the bank and all those things. And in addition to that, Connecticut's got the second highest limits in the country. So a lot of people who would never even imagine that they could get help with their prescriptions or their Part B premiums, and in some cases, even their copays, they qualify. And it's something we help people with. It takes us 10 minutes to apply. There's no cost, no harm, no foul. If you get approved, we'll get you pointed in the right direction.
Great. So if somebody wanted to reach out to learn more, mm-hmm. where can they call and who can they speak with?
They can call 203-707-2371, and they can ask for me or Isabella or Corrine. We've got a really great staff, and if they want somebody to come to them in person, we can do that. We can do Zoom, whatever they'd like, or if they want to start by email, hello@sic65.com.
Well, thank you, Tracy, so much for coming on today's podcast, helping provide our listeners some information regarding how to sign up, the change in policies when it comes to insurance, when it pertains to Medicare. I know it's a huge kind of hurdle for many people, so we appreciate your knowledge and your information. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org. For more information on any of our services.